Hello, welcome to The Kim Porter Show, a podcast where I help you get the life and business that you really want. Hello, I hope you are doing great today. So I was going to hop on and talk about having a vision bigger than ourselves. I created this podcast specifically because I know sometimes I need a 5-minute pick-me-up. I need some motivation to keep me going and to know that I'm not alone. And there's some great podcasts out there that, you know, have interviews and they're hour long, but sometimes I just needed 5 minutes of a pick-me-up. And so maybe you feel the same way and this will help you as well. And the thing is, if I didn't have a big vision for my life, I probably would have given up months ago. I would have thrown in the towel because it feels so much easier to stay in my comfort zone than to keep pushing even when I feel exhausted or I have no idea what I'm doing. Right now, our little one, she's 2, she has an ear infection, which means we have been team no sleep for about a week now. She is insisting, she's waking up at 4 a.m. crying and then insisting that we watch Mickey Mouse. So I've been up at 4 a.m. the last couple days, and while she gets to go back to sleep, I was up getting our other kids ready, our other 2 children, ready for school. And so she went back to sleep and I had to wake her up to go to nursery school. And it took everything in my power and a promise of coffee and a muffin from Starbucks to not go home and crawl back in my bed. I didn't have any clients scheduled in the studio today, so I could have very easily have gone back home. But I knew if I had, I would be wasting the very little time I have without my children to get the things done that I want to get done, to grow myself and my business and to help others. And so I could picture my warm bed and me snuggled under the covers as I'm driving by the street that would take me to my house. But this big vision that I have for my life kept me driving anyway. It was rough, but I just kept promising myself, coffee, muffin, coffee, muffin, you can do this. We have to have a vision bigger than ourselves, something that propels us out of bed in the morning, that keeps us going even when we feel like we have nothing left to give. Of course, there needs to be rest and downtime. We need to take care of ourselves. And when I finish up with my stuff at the studio today, I may very well go home and take a little nap if I have time, and I will not feel guilty about it at all. But today, I pushed myself to get done what I know my soul wants me to do. My soul wants me to connect with others who might be feeling like they want to give up, that it just feels too hard, and I'm here to tell you to keep going. I know it's easier to go back to our comfort zones. I know it's easier to crawl back in our beds, but we have a purpose for being here, and everything that we're going through right now is preparing us for the blessings that are coming our way. So I want you to know I'm here for you. I want you to think about this big vision that you have for your life. I want it to feel so grand and so special that you keep going and you don't stop until you get everything that you want. So keep a vision board. If you don't have one already, start working on one. Keep a journal of all the things that you want to have in your life. And if this is something new to you and you've never done anything like this before, go back to episode 5. I give you a whole episode on how to create a vision for your life. As always, you can find more information about me at kimportertv.com. I thank you so much for being here, and I'll talk to you again soon. Hello, and welcome to The Kim Porter Show, a podcast where I help you get the life and business that you really want. Today's podcast has been on my heart to share recently. It's about giving yourself permission to change or evolve. A friend of mine and I were having a conversation the other day. She was telling me how she had spent years going to school for a certain career, only to begin working in that career and realize it wasn't for her after all. She decided to go a completely different route. She's having to go back to school and start all over again. She said to me, "I wish I would have known. I wish that I would have done things differently." And I said, we need to go through and experience life to know what we do and do not want. We won't know until we actually try it. It makes me think of the story that we sometimes hear about the lawyer who spends years going through law school, passes the bar, works hard, starts his own firm, and he's miserable. But anytime he even lets himself think about doing something different, he reminds himself of the time and the money that it took to get him there. So he buries his feelings underneath food, alcohol, drugs, self-medicating to take the pain away, or worse, suicide. I want you to know it's okay to change, to outgrow things. It's okay to be a different person than when you first started. And it's okay if we change our minds. Sharing this with you gives me great joy, because if it affects just one person, if I can help change just one person's life or help open their eyes to the possibilities, I feel like I've fulfilled my purpose. If we get quiet, we can hear them, the whispers. I started to hear them in 2015. I would be doing makeup on a beautiful bridesmaid, and I would hear, "You're supposed to be doing more." I would think, that's ridiculous. I love my job. I love being a part of a bride's wedding. I've worked so hard to get to where I am. What else could I possibly be doing? But I couldn't ignore it. So I started to listen, and the voices kept getting louder. There's something more you're supposed to be doing. There has been some major ups and downs since then, a surprise baby, a business expansion that failed. And I keep reminding myself that no one said this was supposed to be easy. A quote that comes to my mind often by Earl Nightingale: "Never give up on a dream just because of the time it will take to accomplish it. The time will pass anyway." Being stagnant, staying safe and comfortable in our lives, leads to boredom, unhappiness, and feeling unfulfilled. Newsflash, we're all going to die. It's what we do with our time here that matters the most. When I read the book, The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks, where he talks about the four zones that we live our lives in: the zone of incompetence, the zone of competence, the zone of excellence, and the zone of genius. I knew that I was living my life in the zone of excellence. I could stay there forever, have a nice life, a successful, well-respected career, and I could coast like this and be just fine. But I'm not the type of person that lies down quietly. There's the guilt. Why can't I just be happy and content? I have everything I've always wanted. Every box has a check mark next to it. Who do I think I am to dream bigger? But the whispers kept getting louder, and I knew there was a bigger plan for me. I still don't know exactly what that plan is yet, but I'm committed to feeling my way through this until I get the clarity that I want and need. I believe those whispers are put in our hearts to guide us to our higher purpose. I truly believe that each one of us is here to fulfill our own unique destiny. When we try to ignore it, that's when we start self-medicating. That's when disease starts to set in. We are doing our souls a huge disservice by ignoring our true purpose for being here. I am begging you to listen. If you hear the whispers, the little nudges in your heart, follow them. Find out what they're trying to tell you. Don't ignore them. That is your higher power whispering to your soul your life's purpose. To not fulfill it would be dying with a song still in your heart. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. If you would please be so kind to share it with others, I would appreciate it. If you would like to find more information about me, you can go to KimPorterTV.com and at KimPorterTV on Facebook and Instagram. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you again soon. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you would be so kind to please share it with others. If you would like to find out more information about me, you can go to www.KimPorterTV.com and at KimPorterTV on Facebook and Instagram. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you again soon. Today's podcast has been on my heart to share recently. It's all about giving yourself permission to change or evolve. A friend of mine and I were having a conversation the other day, and she was telling me how she had spent years going to school for a certain career, only to begin working in that career and realize it wasn't for her after all. She's decided to go a completely different route. She's having to go back to school and start all over again. She said to me, "I wish I'd known. I would have done things differently." And I said to her, "We need to go through and experience life to know what we do and do not want. We won't know until we actually try." It makes me think of the story we hear sometimes about the lawyer who spends years working, going through law school, passed the bar, works so hard, starts his own firm, and he's miserable. But anytime he even thinks about doing something different, he reminds himself of the time and the money that it took to get there. So he buries his feelings under food, alcohol, or drugs, self-medicating to take the pain away, or worse, suicide. I want you to know it's okay to change, to outgrow things. It's okay to be a different person than when you first started, and it's okay if we change our minds. Sharing this with you gives me great joy, because if it affects just one person, if I can help change just one person's life or help open their eyes to the possibilities, then I feel like I've fulfilled my purpose. If we get quiet, we can hear them, the whispers. I started to hear them in 2015. I would be doing makeup on a beautiful bridesmaid and I would hear, "You're supposed to be doing more." I would think, "Well, that's ridiculous. I love my job. I love being a part of a bride's wedding day. I've worked so hard to get to where I am. What else could I possibly be doing?" But I couldn't ignore it. So I started to listen and the voice kept getting louder. "There's something more you're supposed to be doing." And there's been some major ups and downs since then. We had a surprise baby, a business expansion that failed. I keep reminding myself that no one said this was supposed to be easy. A quote that comes to my mind often by Earl Nightingale: "Never give up on a dream just because of the time it will take to accomplish it. The time will pass anyway." Being stagnant, staying safe and comfortable in our lives leads to boredom, unhappiness, and feeling unfulfilled. Newsflash, we're all gonna die. It's what we do with our time here that matters most. When I read the book, The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks, where he talks about the four zones that we live our lives in, the zone of incompetence, the zone of competence, the zone of excellence, and the zone of genius. After I read that book, I realized I was living my life in the zone of excellence. I could stay there forever, have a nice life, a successful, well-respected career. I could coast like this and be just fine. But I'm not the type of person that lies down quietly. And then I had to deal with the guilt. Why can't I just be happy and content? I have everything I've always wanted. Every box has a check mark next to it. Who do I think I am to dream bigger? But the whispers kept getting louder, and I knew there was a bigger plan for me. I still don't know exactly what that plan is yet, but I'm committed to feeling my way through this until I get the clarity that I want and need. I believe those whispers are put in our hearts to guide us to a higher purpose. I truly believe that each one of us is here to fulfill our own unique destiny. And when we try to ignore it, that's when we start self-medicating and disease starts to set in. We are doing our souls a huge disservice by ignoring our true purpose for being here. I'm begging you to listen. If you hear the whispers, the little nudges in your heart, follow them. Find out what they're trying to tell you. Don't ignore them. That is your higher power whispering to your soul your life's purpose. To not fulfill it would be dying with a song still in your heart.